TED Audio Collective. Welcome back to TED Health. It's Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. You know that sensation you get when you brush your hand against a velvet curtain? Imagine if that feeling, the softness of fabric, the caress of a gentle breeze, or the light touch of a feather could be replicated by cutting-edge technology. This is the realm of material scientist Anna Maria Coclite, who stands on the verge of a monumental breakthrough with her work on artificial skin. Anna Maria envisions a world where prosthetics could do more than just replace limbs. What if they could allow people who've lost the sense of touch to reclaim it? What if they could even teach robots the subtleties of human touch? In her 2022 TEDx Vienna talk, Anna Maria shares how she's evolving the possibilities of artificial skin to where the lines between human and artificial touch merge seamlessly. This isn't a distant dream, but a tangible future where the touch of technology brings life sensations back within reach.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
I am a chemist by education, and I worked in the field of material science, which is a very interdisciplinary field, since almost 20 years now. First as a PhD student in Italy, in Bari, and then at MIT as a postdoc, and now I am group leader in Graz. And it is almost 6 years that we are working on artificial skins. Almost 12 students, between master and doctoral students, have worked on these devices, trying to study how the materials work, how they work together, and how to build this device. And after this, we have, for the first time, produced an artificial skin that can respond to at the same time to three stimuli. Touch, so force, temperature, and humidity. And it can do this also at an unprecedented resolution. So it's a very tiny device. You will see how it is done. And so this means that it can sense objects that are actually smaller than the objects that can be sensed with our skin. Our skin has a resolution of 1 millimeter square. This skin has a resolution of 0.25 millimeter square. So, I promised I would give you some technical details. I know you are really looking forward for them. The main component of this material, of this skin, is what is called the stimuli-responsive material. So, what does it mean that it is stimuli-responsive? It means that at the beginning it is small, and when we have either humidity or light or pH or temperature changes, this material changes in its shape, and it becomes bigger. It can arrive to even doubling or tripling its thickness, its original thickness. And this is an amazing property, but It happens at a very, very microscopic scale because we produce these materials as thin films, so sometimes even 1 million times smaller than a millimeter. So the problem was, okay, how do we translate this very big change in thickness into something measurable? And we thought, okay, let's combine it with a piezoelectric material. Now, maybe this word sounds a bit complex, sounds something like you have never seen in your life, never heard before, but it's not really true. You have been in contact with this material many times. I am in contact with it right now. It's in microphones, for example. So it's the material that, when there is a movement, produces electricity. And so in microphones, there are membranes that, when they move, produce electricity. It's also the material that it is in these funny greeting cards that, when you open, they make this music. The music is also made with a piezo material. So there is an electrical circuit into the card, and when you open it, it moves a membrane, and the membrane makes the music. And it's also the material that is included in the arm wrist bands, those that measure the heartbeat. Okay, so we combined these two materials in these cylinders. So in the middle, we have the stimuli-responsive material, the material that changes its thickness and gets bigger. And on the outer shell, we have the piezoelectric material, the material that, when the inside gets bigger, the outside produces the electricity. And this is how it is done. Easy peasy. Then, this type of cylinders, we are very tiny, and we have several of them in this device so that we can sense with a very high resolution the three different types of stimuli I was telling you before. And a bit more of technical details. I know they are exciting, right? So how do we do these cylinders? We do them using a template. This is a template with a lot of wells, so a lot of holes, and then we refill the holes. First, we fill them up with the piezoelectric material, and then we fill it up with the stimuli-responsive material. But to do this, we cannot use liquids. Because, as you know, liquids would fill the wells from the bottom up. And instead, we want to cover also the lateral walls. And so we do this using vapor deposition. So the whole process of production of these things happen in vacuum chambers. And you may be wondering, okay, why working on this topic? Why working on artificial skin? So from a material scientist point of view, the skin is really a complex ensemble of materials and functions. Skin is useful for protection, secretion, adsorption, heat regulation, and sensing. And so being able to just reproduce artificially all these properties, or actually for the moment only the sensation, it looked like a challenge, and so I was happy to embrace it. Okay, now I'm done with the technical details. Now, I know you are all wondering, okay, you have done these artificial skins, but why? I will show you some fields of application, ending with the one that I think could be the closest. So, we have also seen how there are many victims of burns. These burns can be so huge that they even take away the receptors in the skin. And so people would then lose the sensation then where there was this burn. Now, imagine a future where actually victim of burns could, thanks to our technologies, regain the sensation. 216 million users of smartwatches in 2022. Should I ask how many of you has a smartwatch now, wearing a smartwatch? Yeah. So imagine you are, for example, running on a hot day and your smartwatch could measure, for example, the level of hydration of your skin and warn you maybe if you are reaching the limit of the hydration. Another interesting field of application would be robotics. Nowadays, humanoid robots are used in many fields, for example, in medicine, but also in household. And these robots are exposed to several stimuli, several interactions with the environment and with the humans, and sometimes they have too many inputs at the same time. And this is the reason number one for robot failure. So imagine a future where actually a robot could be a bit more sensitive, a bit smarter. This would lead also to a higher safety of this technology. And finally, unfortunately, a very highly cited paper projects the number of people in the need of a prosthesis on the rise from 1.6 million in 2005 to 3.6 million in 2015. So a lot of people are born without limbs, and some people lose them during their life due to, for example, vascular diseases. This is so common that you may even know somebody who actually is in a need of prosthesis. Now, imagine we could coat the prosthesis with this artificial skin and give this type of people the sensation back. With almost a decade of working in this field, I'm hopeful that technologies like this could help in the future not only regain, but also maybe augment capabilities. Thank you.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card. You can earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you have feedback on the episode, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at ShoshanaMD. TED Health is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by me, Shoshana Ungerleiter, and by Costanza Gallardo, edited by Alejandra Salazar, and fact-checked by Vanessa Garcia Woodworth. Special thanks to Maria Lagias, Farah De Grunge, David Biello, Daniela Barareso, and Michelle Quint. I'm Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter, and I'll talk to you again next week.